Learn Religions is a publication that exists because faith and religion have shaped society throughout history, yet they remain deeply personal topics that sometimes feel challenging to discuss. Its mission is to help you explore the practices of your own faith, understand your neighbor's beliefs, and familiarize yourself with the world's major religions, regardless of your own spiritual background. Learn Religions believes that a strong foundation of knowledge in world religions is essential to understanding one another and our world. You'll find that its library of study guides, prayers, devotionals, and reference documents offer credible and balanced coverage of the world's most prominent faiths, including Buddhism, Christianity, Hinduism, Judaism, Islam, and Taoism. That's why I'm offering a selection of 10 best Learn Religion articles on Buddhism, along with my favorite quotes. 1. Introduction to Basic Beliefs and Tenets of Buddhism. Most religions are defined by their beliefs. But in Buddhism, merely believing in doctrines is beside the point. The Buddha said that doctrines should not be accepted just because they are in scripture or taught by priests. Instead of teaching doctrines to be memorized and believed, the Buddha taught how to realize truth for yourself. The focus of Buddhism is on practice rather than belief. Click here to read the article Introduction to Basic Beliefs and Tenets of Buddhism. 2. Buddhism, 11 Common Misunderstandings and Mistakes. People believe many things about Buddhism that simply are incorrect. They think Buddhists want to get enlightened so they can be blissed out all the time. If something bad happens to you, it's because of something you did in a past life. Everybody knows that Buddhists have to be vegetarians. Unfortunately, much of what everybody knows about Buddhism isn't true. Explore these common but mistaken ideas many people in the West have about Buddhism. Click here to read the article Buddhism, 11 Common Misunderstandings and Mistakes. 3. The Enlightenment of the Buddha. The historical Buddha, also called Gautama Buddha or Shakyamuni Buddha, was believed to have been about 29 years old when he began his quest for enlightenment. His quest was accomplished about 6 years later when he was in his mid-30s. The story of the Buddha's enlightenment is not told exactly the same way in all schools of Buddhism. There are, of course, elements of folk history and fable at work here, as the details of Siddhartha Gautama, a clan prince living roughly between the years of 563 BCE to 483 BCE, are not precisely known. It is certain, however, that this young prince was an actual historical figure, and that the transformation he underwent set in place a spiritual revolution that continues to this day. Click here to read the article, The Enlightenment of the Buddha. 4. The Many Symbolic Meanings of the Lotus in Buddhism. The lotus has been a symbol of purity since before the time of the Buddha, and it blooms profusely in Buddhist art and literature. Its roots are in muddy water, but the lotus flower rises above the mud to bloom clean and fragrant. In Buddhist art, a fully blooming lotus flower signifies enlightenment, while a closed bud represents a time before enlightenment. Sometimes a flower is partly open, with its center hidden, indicating that enlightenment is beyond ordinary sight. The mud nourishing the roots represents our messy human lives. It is in the midst of our human experiences and our suffering that we seek to break free and bloom. Click here to read the article, The Many Symbolic Meanings of the Lotus in Buddhism. 5. What does it mean to practice Buddhism? There are two parts to being a practicing Buddhist. First, it means that you agree with certain basic ideas or tenets that are at the core of what the historical Buddha taught. Secondly, it means that you regularly and systematically engage in one or more activities in a way that is familiar to Buddhist followers. This can range from living a devoted life in a Buddhist monastery to practicing a simple 20-minute meditation session once a day. In truth, there are many, many ways to practice Buddhism. It is a welcoming religious practice that allows for a great diversity of thought and belief among its followers. Click here to read the article, What Does It Mean to Practice Buddhism? 6. The Role of Gods and Deities in Buddhism. It is often asked if there are gods in Buddhism. The short answer is no, but also yes, depending on what you mean by gods. It also is often asked if it is all right for a Buddhist to believe in God, meaning the Creator God as celebrated in Christianity, Judaism, Islam, and other philosophies of monotheism. Again, this depends on what you mean by God. As most monotheists define God, the answer is probably no. But there are lots of ways to understand the principle of God. Buddhism is sometimes called an atheistic religion, although some of us prefer non-theistic, meaning that believing in a god or gods really isn't the point. But it's certainly the case that there are all kinds of godlike creatures and beings called devas populating the early scriptures of Buddhism. Click here to read the article, The Role of Gods and Deities in Buddhism. 7. Evil in Buddhism, How Buddhists Understand Evil. Evil is a word many people use without thinking deeply about what it signifies. Comparing common ideas about evil with Buddhist teachings on evil can facilitate deeper thinking about evil. It is a topic where your understanding will change over time. This essay is a snapshot of understanding, not perfect wisdom. Click here to read the article Evil in Buddhism, How Buddhists Understand Evil. 8. Buddhist Views on War. To Buddhists, war is _akusala_unskillful, evil. Still, Buddhists sometimes fight in wars. Is war always wrong? Is there such a thing as a just war theory in Buddhism? Click here to read the article Buddhist Views on War. 9. Overview of the Life and Role of a Buddhist Bhikkhu. Although the historical Buddha did have lay disciples, early Buddhism was primarily monastic. From the foundations of Buddhism, the monastic Sangha has been the primary container that maintained the integrity of the Dharma and passed it on to new generations. For centuries, the monastics were the teachers, scholars, and clergy. Unlike most Christian monks, in Buddhism the fully ordained bhikkhu, monk, or bhikkhuni, nun, is also the equivalent of a priest. Click here to read the article Overview of the Life and Role of a Buddhist Bhikkhu. 10. Buddhism, Religion or Philosophy, Which Is It? In many ways, the religion versus philosophy argument is an artificial one. The neat separation between religion and philosophy we insist on today didn't exist in Western civilization until the 18th century or so, and there never was such a separation in Eastern civilization. To insist that Buddhism must be one thing and not the other amounts to forcing an ancient product into modern packaging. Click here to read the article Buddhism, Religion or Philosophy, Which Is It?